Five Souls, One Body. Written by Arnanquo. Read by Schmaler. Fandom, The Locked Tomb Trilogy. In the myriadic and first year of our Lord, the 10,000 and first year of the King Undying, the kindly Prince of Death, the world seethed into being, hot and bright and blue. Gideon Nav shut her eyes. Whoa, holy shit, wait, she had eyes. And opened them again immediately. She was standing on a rust-red track. It stretched to infinity in front of her. There was nothing else on the ground but grass and the track. Nothing else in the sky. Everything was curiously flat. Something beeped. You have 10 minutes, came the voice of the Necrolord Prime from thin air. What? Gideon said. It's only 100 meters, God said. Hustle, kids. There was another beep, and then he was gone. Kids. Plural. There was no one else he- Ow! She tried to take a step forward, but her leg wouldn't move. A distracted voice in the back of her mind said, Nav. What the fuck? She'd been possessed. No, came the voice again. We're the ones doing the possessing. The right leg twitched forward in an approximation of a step. I can only control this leg. You have the head? Gideon nodded, then thought, Yeah, for good measure. She could feel them now, other souls jostling against her own, in the back of her mind, squishy and a little sticky in a too close kind of way. They were all at least vaguely familiar, and they kept shifting. Were there 4? 5? Who's got the other leg? One of them said. Me, came an answer, and the left leg spasmed up to join the right. All right, Gideon thought. Sound off. Gideon Nav in the head. Palamedes Sextus, right leg. Camilla Hecht, left leg. There was the sensation of unpleasantness. The left arm twitched. Ianthe Tridentarius, left arm. Ugh, Gideon thought. Rude, Ianthe said. And right arm? Said Palamedes. Who's in the right arm? There was an infinite and awful pause. Perhaps no one's in the right arm, Ianthe said. Oh, great, a dead right arm, Gideon said. Well, what do we have to do? Palamedes said. Just coordinate ourselves enough to travel 100 meters? We can do that with no right arm. Lucky for us, I have plenty of experience in that area, Ianthe said. Whose body even is this? Mine? Cruel joke. Gideon looked down. Definitely wasn't her own body. It was too short. The skin was pale and dead-looking, the color of the head on a zit. And it was dressed in a shabby knee-length shift. It didn't feel great either. She couldn't move anything below the neck, and it felt heavy, stolid. Ianthe's arm helpfully brought a lock of hair in front of the eyes. Colorless, possibly blonde, possibly brown, possibly black gone gray. I've never seen this body before in my life, Ianthe said. Camilla and Palamedes had been whispering together, and were now working in tandem, shuffling the legs together in a jerky approximation of a walk. They were moving toward the horizon, slowly but steadily, like a sulky marionette. Could the working arm please do its job and aid in balancing us? Palamedes said. Hysterical, Gideon thought. Dead, then in a shitty body. Then in a shittier body where all she could do was turn her head and blink and move her tongue around like... Disgusting, Ianthe said, and the left hand flung itself over Gideon's mouth. Gideon bit it. Every single soul in the body winced. They'd all felt that. And tasted it. Nasty. The right arm rose and batted the left hand out of Gideon's mouth. "Nav, please," said a new voice, chilly and prim. "Focus." "Harrow? Harrow! She'd know Harrow anywhere." The left arm twitched vaguely. "Harry!" Ianthe squealed, and the left hand flew around the body to clasp the right hand's thumb in an uncomfortably tight embrace. The right arm wriggled away and held itself stiffly out to the side, as far from the left's as possible. This flurry of activity overbalanced the body in a dangerous way. The legs jerked, trying to compensate. Everyone started yelling at once, to coordinate. "Left leg, go forward, no, forward! Arms, arms, would you collect yourself? Whoever's projecting such ancient and general disgust, fucking stop it, I'm trying to focus. That's not what feet do!" But it was all to no use, as the body teetered, windmilled, and finally collapsed into the splits on the track. There was a stunned moment of silence and stillness. "Well, this isn't ideal," said Camilla. "Ouch," Ianthe said, though it didn't actually hurt being in the splits. The body was weirdly pliant. "But also incredibly hard to control," added Palamedes. "So thanks, everyone, for your help. Arms, could you push us up?" "No," Harrow said. The right arm had gone straight up in the air, and the hand drooped in a clearly insulted fashion. "I won't touch you again," Ianthe said, wheedling. "If you do, I will rip you off this body," Gideon said. "With my teeth." A leg jerked. There was a flicker of inspiration from Camilla. "Warden, if you..." "On it," said Palamedes. And the two legs, still in the splits, began to drag the body forward along the track. The front leg bent and pulled, the back leg pushed. It looked like a disaster. But at least they were moving, with a horrible rocking motion that was making the body a little queasy. "There isn't a more elegant solution," Harrow said. A flicker of annoyance from Ianthe. "You won't help us up, so." "We're all in the same boat," Gideon said. "Body," she added. "Stop chattering," Palamedes said. "This takes a huge amount of focus." The body hurtled along the track, making small but measurable progress. The arm Ianthe controlled was slapping impatiently at the ground, doing nothing to help. Harrow's remained fastidiously up in the air. The legs were gathering energy from somewhere, so now instead of pushing and pulling, they were bouncing along the track, still in the splits. Gideon laughed at it at first, because it looked singularly ridiculous. But it also didn't change. It took forever. And forever. And forever. "What do you guys think happens when we get to the end?" she said eventually, because they were making forward progress with all the speed of an anemic worm. "I hope it involves never sharing a body with any of you again," Palamedes said. "Someone is slimy and I can't tell who." Ianthe said, "Sharing a body with four other people is something that can actually be so personal." "Too personal," Harrow said. Camilla kept quiet, but her bone-deep sense of being absolutely and fatally done with this shit spread throughout the whole shared body. A painted white line appeared on the horizon, not far off. "The finish line," Gideon said, and a spike of excitement went through everyone's soul. The arm that had been up in the air dropped abruptly to the side, knocking off the body's center of balance. They wobbled and landed with little panache on Gideon's face. The track smelled like sweat. "Harrow?" Gideon said. "You good? Stay with us." Harrow sounded groggy. "I'm here." "Crawl!" Camilla roared, which frightened everyone into cooperation. The arms reached forward as one, the legs pushed the body up. With one singular superhuman effort, They stumble-scramble flew over the finish line, and the body crashed back into the track, rubbery and hurdy and possibly dead. "No more, please," groaned Palamedes. "Are we done?" Ianthe said. Gideon cleared the body's throat and called up to the flat sky. "We did it. It's done." There was a beep, and then God spoke. "Sorry, I've been multitasking. Your 10 minutes were up a while ago. I didn't see all of it, but I did catch the funny parts." There was a crunch, as of someone taking a bite of a biscuit, and then an uncomfortably detailed chewing and swallowing noise. "Gotta say, it's been centuries since I've seen a group go for the split strategy, and it's my personal favorite." Gideon said. "There's a strategy to this?" "Oh, yes," God said sadly. "It's an ancient game. Few have ever mastered it. Few have even gotten to the end." "But we did it." "Yes," said God. "And I'm very proud." The end.